Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I am very intrigued by a Florida Man story, the video of which I absolutely cannot play because every other word is something. But it was at two words for you, and you're going to get the nature of it. A Waffle House. Waffle House. So I was watching this guy. He says, and again, Waffle House workers, again, they said that somebody started a fight because their food was taking too long at a Waffle House in Orlando. And apparently someone threw their wig and somebody else got hit in the head with a plate. And there were wounds, and literally one of the employees took off her hair to get into the fight. So when you snatch your own wig, is that, like, doubly bad? That seems, you know. So, and people were taking off shoes and all kinds of stuff. But it was Orlando, Florida, and that's what ended up happening. Somebody had a fight because we literally cannot play any of the audio.
You know what I took from that? If you saw the video, like, how easily and thoroughly those Waffle House plates break.
Right?
Like, that was...
Like, what are they made of?
That was, like, movie-type stuff.
They don't break like that in real life. Like, right. Have you ever dropped a plate? Like, a piece of it will chip off. Like, this, like, they shatter. I don't even know what's happening. Oh, my gosh. All right, so a couple of other ones. There's also... Let's see here. This Florida man, WFLX, Channel 29... I feel like I need a better description of this because the CCTV doesn't show a lot. An extremely amped up man who is only wearing a lady's top. What do you mean? I mean, literally it says, quote, in the charging documents, only a lady's top.
Well, it is Pride Month.
He drove intentionally into the lobby of Martin County Jail and then he threatened to light himself on fire. Yeah. This was last night. Martin County Sheriff's Office said that Joseph Leedy, 40, is now behind bars. He's facing multiple counts of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer. They said he... at the news conference, they're so classy. They said he was, quote, disrobed, other than wearing a lady's top. He crashed through the glass lobby doors. Oh, wait, you ready? Because it gets crazier. He drove his car, as if that's not crazy enough, into the glass lobby doors, right? And then he threw a bunch of rubber snakes in there.
What?
See that one coming? But he did. He threw rubber snakes in there and multiple cell phones. What? And then he started pouring motor oil on his car, and that's when he threatened to light himself and the car on fire. So, just to back it up, a guy wearing just a woman's top drives his car into the glass doors of a jail, right? Mm-hmm. So you got woman's top, drives the car into the jail, throws rubber snakes into the lobby, and some cell phones, and then pours motor oil on his car and threatens to light himself on fire.
I feel like this is God delivering him right to jail. Like, this was just God doing his thing.
I'm just trying to figure out where the rubber snakes, how does that come into play? Like, it's just pure chaos. He comes in and flings them like confetti. It's just pure chaos. So they said that the paramedics gave him, quote, multiple doses of ketamine to calm him down. But it did not sedate him. Yeah. Is that bad? I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Okay. So they said that he kept saying things. The devil told me to kill everyone. Oh, and by the way, he also hated Trump. And he was railing against Trump.
Oh.
I'm not. That literally. That is from Budenizik. Budenizik.
So it's safe to say he's not a right-wing extremist.
Yeah, he's not a right-wing extremist. And so that's. He's never been arrested before. But he has received some trespass warnings in the past. They think he was under the influence of a controlled substance, but they're waiting for toxicology to come back on that. So nobody was in the lobby at the time of the crash. No rubber snake was injured.
It's Pride Month, and he's liberal, so it could go either way. Could
yeah, I mean, I don't know. And then a Florida suspect is accused of forcing a man to drive him to the hospital at gunpoint after a crash. Palm Beach County. This trooper found a man and a woman sitting in a concrete barrier. They were in distress. He was holding his shoulder. I'll finish the story tomorrow because after the police arrived, that's when the fun started. Our partners over at Kel-Tec. It's a great Florida-based company that a lot of people try to rip off because they're just not as smart and they're not as innovative with their designs and they're just not as good at designing guns like Kel-Tec. I'm just going to say it. George Kellgren immigrated from Sweden, went to beautiful Florida, and launched a boomstick company. And very innovative. They create pistols, rifles, shotguns, all kinds of stuff, gear, accessories, all the good, you know, all that. They got the new Gen 3 sub 2K. I have the Gen 2. Light, foldable, effective. You don't have to detach your optics. You just fold it in half and get up and go. It's nice. And it's an awesome 9mm carbine. They've done a couple of other upgrades in addition to not having to detach the optic. You've got light and action for easy racking, ambidextrous bolt hold open. They also reconfigured some of the trigger, so it's a light and 5-pound pull, all for improved accuracy, translating to improved manipulation as well. Quality made right here in the U.S. of A. See everything Kel-Tec has to offer at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
There's a difference between the viruses that were funded by the NIH sub-award versus anything else anybody else in China might be doing.
Excellent.
We were talking about, did the NIH...
You were talking about what you funded.
What we funded. And
all right.
That's the point.
And that goes to my next question, because I thought you might go there, and I appreciate that.
Right.
Because in an off-the-record member-level briefing in February of 2022, I asked about the likelihood and nature of a SARS-related coronavirus to have a furin cleavage site, particularly since it takes the 12... nucleotide change in there to make it to make it as viral as this was going on. And at the time you said to me pretty much what you just said, and I want you to just confirm it for the record. Well, that wasn't us. If that was being done, it wasn't us. Yeah. And you confirmed that for the record. Yes.
No,
it wasn't you. It wasn't what you were funding.
What I'm saying is that I cannot account, nor can anyone account, for other things that might be going on in China, which is the reason why I have always said and will say now, I keep an open mind as to what the origin is.
Yeah. Well, we know what it was. Like, why are we sitting here playing this game? That was Dr. Anthony Fauci. Welcome back to the program. By the way, related to this, did you guys see the image that I shared with you? If you're a subscriber over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, one of my favorite things to do is find images to lead the headlines with every morning. There was a lady who was in the, she was in the room in the chamber yesterday when they were doing this hearing. And she had a Jail Fauci Now shirt on, and that apparently it made him mad. That made him mad. And then there was a dude who sat behind him. I don't know if y'all saw this, this dude that sat behind Fauci, who was like a mime. And he was mocking him and rolling his eyes and talking back, like under his breath and all of this stuff. And that ticked him off so bad. Is that what that's what he's responding to in Audio Soundbite 5, right?
Yeah.
He's mad.
Yeah, he's mad.
Over
the death threats, you mean that?
Well, he's like, what's a January 6th defendant doing here? Is what he was saying.
Oh, Lord.
And it's like, well, if you're going to sit here and ask questions about what people are doing where, I mean, I got more for you. But the lady, wasn't this an old lady or is that an old man? I think that's an old lady. She doesn't have an apple. And remember, if they got an apple, they got a banana, kids. Right? That's the lesson. That's the lesson for the day. Have a great day.
It's an elder.
I mean, and she's got a Jail Fauci shirt on. He did, and right, sitting right down from him. That was the lead image for headlines today for Substack, for my newsletter. She's wearing this. It's so perfect. It's so perfect.
See, what the government hates is that both sides of the political aisle can find some unification in understanding what Fauci did to the country.
Yeah.
And at least his contribution to it based on his expertise. At least we can unify.
Science came.
We could totally unify over this. The government does not want that.
No, they don't want this at all. It's so bad, that's why they don't want it at all. Not at all. I loved that image, though. Loved that image. So his ongoing, like he threw the CDC under the bus. He admitted that all of this stuff didn't have any kind of science to back it. They just made up the social distancing. Does anybody else, when you go into a store and you still see the little, do you see the little feet stickers on the floor where you're supposed to stand because you're apparently too stupid to figure out, you know, how to not get up in someone's space? I never pay attention to those. Ever. Never. I didn't even at the time. And I just, when I'm told to do something, you guys feel this too. I know you do because that's why you listen to the show and watch the simulcast that you can watch on channel 347 or Rumble or YouTube or Facebook or wherever. But whenever someone tells you that you got to do something, you don't want to do it, right? Because that's the American DNA in you. I don't care if you became, I don't care if you were born somewhere else and you came here and became a citizen. I don't care. That's your American DNA that's speaking to you. And there's something satisfyingly unifying about that that I really enjoy. But this guy was sitting there, and I was still going through some of the hearing yesterday, last night, and I wanted to touch on audio soundbite 4 because he's trying to defend the association with Wuhan. I want to real quickly flash back real fast because remember when you had those? It was like a it was like a diplomatic group, Kane. Remember, it was some of our scientists and researchers, and then some scientists and researchers from elsewhere, and they went to the Wuhan Institute. Because if you remember, at the time, the Wuhan Institute was lauded as being, oh, it's just it's the state-of-the-art leading viral research facilities in the world, super safe, super secure, meticulously clean. I mean, they bragged and bragged and bragged on it. And so we had like this consortium of researchers and scientists that went. And apparently that's when, if you think back when there were those secret cables that were sent to the State Department, where you had some of the members of this group that were there touring the facility in Wuhan, go back to remember the original reports, and these cables were released. They were surreptitiously taken and released later. But it emerged that they were actually warning the State Department, this is bad. Something's going to happen here. This is bad. And these cables first came to light, I want to say in March, after everything started shutting down. And then the story went away and you never heard anything else about it. You all remember this, right? Can you remember the story of the members on this scientific expedition to the Wuhan Institute of Virology? They were there to take in, it was like a diplomatic scientific thing with not just the U.S. and China, but several other countries. And they were sending these cables back, and they were classified, or not classified, they were secret, top secret. They sent these cables back, and they were saying, this is bad. Something's wrong here. This is bad. So, there's going to be an accident. I mean, they were warning them. And then lo and behold, I mean, they were really trying to shut all of that down. So keep that in mind. Audio soundbite 4, he's trying to defend the Chinese collaboration. This was Fauci yesterday. Listen.
You know, Caitlin, if you look at the history, going back decades of collaborations with Chinese scientists, we're not talking about Chinese officials, we're talking about Chinese scientists who've collaborated with the European Union, with the United States, with Canada, with Australia, a lot of very good, important science that has contributed to global health has come from collaborations with the Chinese. Now, obviously, because of the tension that's gone on right now, that's changed a bit, and I hope it gets back to normality where there can be mutual benefit of international collaboration among scientists the way it's been for decades.
Now, the Washington Post had this story on April 14th, 2020, along with Politico, etc. In July 17th, that's when the cables were actually published. And what they discovered is that this event, now the expedition, this little scientific expedition, which you had scientists and researchers and a couple of diplomats, this took place in 2018. So they were warned 2 years in advance. The 2018 cable that was released detailed these U.S. embassy, because there were diplomats that went with them from the U.S. embassy. And they said that when they were touring this lab in Wuhan, that there were some serious protocol abridgments here. And they said there was an absence of adequately trained personnel. And the cables, there were three pages that were finally released in full. And they said that after SARS, China wanted to prioritize international cooperation for infectious disease control. But then they got into, like, for instance, some of it's redacted. They said that the utilization, they're talking about this one lab that was supposed to be fully accredited, and it's the BSL-4 lab that was, you know, supposed to be highly celebrated, etc. Limited by a lack of access to different organisms, opaque government review and approval processes. And they said that they're a lack of commitment to basically securing against infection in Beijing with these highly pathogenic viruses. They said it remains in doubt. They said that Redacted noted that the new lab has a serious shortage of, this is verbatim from this, has a serious shortage of appropriately trained technicians and investigators needed to safely operate this high containment laboratory. They said that they noted the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston. They also have a BSL-4 lab. This is like a level of this. They said that they have scientific collaborations with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It said it may help alleviate the talent gap over time. But they said that they're trying to figure out, because the Wuhan Institute was advertised as being the gold standard. And they say in here, they basically say, how in the world this is the gold standard? We have no idea. That's what they say in this thing. So they said that that the scientists are undertaking this research, but they have limitations, etc. And they list, you know, a few examples, but they sent these cables. They were warning them of risky experiments done by staff that essentially were not, they did not have the skill set to be undertaking these experiments, nor did they have a security and containment protocol in place to even undertake these experiments. This is what came out in these cables in 2018. And nobody did anything. And that was Washington Post who first had it, then Politico, and then it went from there. So this is it's pretty wild that he says, oh, well, there's collaboration. What did we get from the collaboration? I mean, just think, just go along with it and just let's just say, okay, fine. We had some, you know, we had no collaboration in containment. We had no collaboration in identification. When even we were looking at the genome sequencing of this virus, China was refusing to cooperate after. And not just with Taiwan. China was refusing to release anything that they had uncovered. Every other world government was sharing their information except for China. So I find Fauci's explanation that there's apparently a lot of science that contributed to global health that came from collaborations with the Chinese, I find that really hard to accept as anything other than a weak defense of his own actions and involvement, considering it was China's refusal to collaborate that made this pandemic more ridiculous, last longer, and probably cost a hell of a lot more lives. I want to go back for a moment with this. You want to talk about collaboration with the Chinese? One of my favorite things to examine is how this thing kicked off and where it kicked off the most. Let's flash back to 2020, back when you had Fashion Week in Milan, Italy. Buckle up. I'm going to bring this tugboat to shore. So several years before the pandemic in Italy, this is in Tuscany, you have, everybody knows where Florence is, right? You have the leather tanning, you know, the real politic was born in Florence. You know, I mean, politics as we know it was, you know, modern politics was born there. And then just a little bit to the northwest of Florence is a region called Prato. And that's where a lot of these manufacturing facilities, etc. are. For generations, you had a skilled Italian craftsman that would hand down the tools of their trade generation to generation. So you would have multiple generations of the same, you know, skilled trade family doing this. This is why one of the reasons why Italian leather work was so valued and considered, you know, the best of the best, because there were so many generations that went into perfecting the techniques, etc. And so you had a lot of business people from China move in after Italy's economy suffered, because they had socialists in government. After their economy suffered, they had a lot of hiccups. Businesses were going under and, you know, all the drama with the EU. You had a lot of Chinese businessmen coming in and scooping up these facilities, scooping up these manufacturing facilities, purchasing these historically, you know, generationally run manufacturing bases. And they did it so that they could sell luxury goods to the public and it would be a Chinese zone and Chinese rain, but they could have the made in Italy label intimating that they were the same skilled Italian craftsmen, except they weren't. They got rid of all of them and they brought in illegal Chinese labor. It was a huge dramatic event that took place in Italy. There were protests in the streets with Italians protesting the presence of illegal Chinese immigrants that were flooding into the region and working in these newly acquired facilities. And the Chinese were calling the Italians racist. They shamed the Italians into silence. So the Italians stopped. They stopped protesting. Fast forward a couple of years when there were direct flights from Wuhan to the Tuscan area, from Wuhan to Florence. There were direct flights to this area every day. And this was the hotspot that busted out in Italy. And it went from this area to Milan Fashion Week, because you got people in Milan Fashion Week. They're going to check out these facilities. And one of the reasons that this story broke open is because a lot of luxury goods like Fendi and others, their quality dropped off because they went from having skilled Italian tradesmen do their leather work and their sewing, etc., to Chinese illegal immigrants that were doing a crappy job. And it was Vogue even had to, you know, submit itself to writing a little piece about it because it was a huge scandal in the fashion world. So anyway, fast forward a couple of years and you have the virus that breaks out. And the governor of the region actually told the press that the reason why they didn't say anything from the beginning when they noticed people getting sick is they didn't want to be called racist again by the Chinese. That's how this happened. That's the big contributing factor, the second big contributing factor on why that broke out. Unbelievable, right?
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
James Madison writes in Federalist 51 that men are not angels. Their passions and self-interest often get the better of their reason and sense of justice. So we need government in order to protect our rights against those who would take them away. But for the same reason, Madison writes, government must be limited, because people in government have passions and interests too. Many Americans today forget this. Supposing that we can do away with constitutional limits on government, supposing that the unelected bureaucrats being put in charge of our health care, for example, will rule as if they are angels. If Madison was correct about human nature, this is foolish and dangerous.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this is interesting because I read a whole deep dive about this last night about why cancer is increasing in younger people. And it's actually because they're eating too much sugar and not enough fiber. It has been a trend, I will say. It was a trend before the pandemic and the vaccines. The injections. I'm not saying that word. Just like I don't say Palestine, because that's not a word that exists either.
But it sure has shot up since the vax.
Yeah, I know. The turbo stuff, I'm sure it's not the injections. Anyway, the Telegraph is saying obesity is being blamed for the disturbing rises in cancer amongst younger people. Obesity is just another side effect of it. That's not the big issue. The issue is people are not consuming enough fiber and enough vegetables. Also, they're kind of sedentary. They need to get up and move a little bit more. I mean, seriously, when we were over in Italy, I literally ate pasta 3 times a day and I had gelato 2x a day, but I walked like 10 miles everywhere. That's why they don't gain weight, because you got to walk everywhere. I'm just saying, maybe like that could be a little bit more applicable here. Just, you know, suggesting it. But it's the sugar and lack of fiber. No one's eating fiber. That's crazy to think that it's just something that could be potentially that simple. More than 10,000, oh my gosh, 10,000 human remains uncovered on a suspected serial killer's farm. This is in Tampa, Florida. This was a serial killer. They've been working for decades to try to identify the victims of the suspected serial killer. It was discovered at Fox Hollow Farm, the home of Herb Baumeister, 1996. They identified a guy who disappeared in August of 93. They still have 10,000 charred human remains, and they've only identified 3 victims so far. That's wild. Goodness. Louisiana lawmakers approved a bill allowing for the surgical castration for child molesters, and bravo, Louisiana lawmakers. Bravo. I think they should be put to death, preferably. I think that they should be immediately killed following the trial. They should just immediately have a rope put around their neck, dragged out to the back, and shot by firing squad. And then now we got, oh gosh, I got so much more time. People are like, a solar project is destroying thousands of Joshua trees out in Joshua Tree State Park, you know, for the environment. Stick with us. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. The Texas Rangers apparently are the only Major League Baseball team without a quote-unquote pride night. They've changed their website banner to run it back to Straight Up Texas. It's actually funny. But that's a saying. That's a saying that they've had for a long time. That's not new. And the I was reading this one Dallas sports writer who was saying, it's really unfortunate. It feels antagonistic. Super antagonistic. Good for the Rangers, though. Not everything has to celebrate how you have sex. Somebody got mad at me for saying that. They're like, you know, I was really getting tired of all the pride stuff. Then I saw your comment and it was so ignorant. It's about so much more than sex. Is it? Then what's it about? Do they sprout up another head that gives them like an extra power? What? What is it about if it's not about how you get it on? Kane, any ideas?
Gosh, I don't know. Fashion, maybe? I don't.
Do they turn into aliens?
Maybe fashion.
Does their skin go green like a Martian? Like, what's up?
They've turned into aliens already.
What is up? What's up, Denny's? What's up? For real. What? Someone's like, how far we have to go? What do you mean, how far we have to go? You're using baseball. People are getting mad at a baseball team because they're not affirming how someone chooses to have sex. And that's what it's about. What is it if it's not about sex?
And when did it actually, the moment, become so offensive? And antagonistic, as they described it. When did that happen?
If you're not celebrating how I have sex, you're a bigot. What? Shut up. Touch grass. What's the matter with you? Get so hung up on everything. Who gets mad if they go into a Target and is like, I don't see rainbow things. Everything has to have a symbol on it affirming how I have sex. Stop. You're the freak. If you're at that point where you have to see, say it. I double dog dare you.
No.
I triple dog dare you.
No.
You can't say no to a triple dog dare. Do it.
Historically, that
you put it in Slack.
All right. I said touch grass, not ass.
Thank you. Groomer Awareness Month. I mean, that's what it's about, though. They're mad because they didn't have rainbow stuff on their uniform. They don't have rainbow stuff on their website. They don't have, blah, blah. They don't have a pride night. What does that even mean? Pride is not a virtue either, by the way. What does that even mean? It's just so over the top. It's so over the top. They had, it's gone from, like, if you don't affirm it, then you're the enemy. They had, I'm pulling this up. Where was the, I saw the thing. Let me find this. It was the Navy.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. Ma'am.
I'm telling you. They required it. Even the Navy SEALs, for some reason. The Defense Department mixed up Pride and PTSD month.
No.
I'm going to need to grab a table. What? They did.
Or did they?
Yeah. It said they marked the start of June with a Facebook post celebrating the beginning of Pride Month. It was the post on the official page of Naval Special Warfare Command. And it was also posted on the U.S. Navy SEALs page as. And it spelled out the words dignity, service, respect, equality, pride in rainbow-colored letters. And, oh my gosh, that's what they used. What does this have to do with going out and just doing your job as members of the military? People were infuriated because June 6th is D-Day. We're days away. The 80th anniversary of D-Day. And this is what you're doing? D-Day gets one day to remember. If you choose to have sex a certain way, you get a whole month. Do you see how ridiculous this is? No pun intended. And every CL I know is livid. And they had the Progress Pride flag and Celebrate Pride. They had, like, multiple posts about it, apparently. And in the meantime, you get, like, one thing said on, you know, June 6th, just in a couple of days, for D-Day. That's it. That's all you get. It is so over the top. And then when they did PTSD, they said June is they had a separate thing, Department of Defense. They tweeted June is PTSD Awareness Month. And the DOD is committed to supporting service members and veterans affected by PTSD. If you or someone you know struggling. And then they had a Celebrate Pride graphic on that they attached to it. So they couldn't even celebrate PTSD without trying to put, they had to put in a pride thing in everything that they did. They had to put in a pride thing. Oh my gosh. Someone wrote, thanks for recognizing our strength is our differences. That's like the opposite of military. Wow. You stolen valor. What in the world? That's the absolute opposite. It's the unity. And I mean, it's again, it reminds me of that scene. Zack Snyder's 300, where the one guy is asking Leonidas, he's like, look, I want to serve. I want to be a part. And he's like, you can't raise your shield. He's like, no offense. You know, you can help this way, but you know, I can't have, and it's through no fault of your own. I have to have a completely uniform fighting force. That's the way it is. If the fighting isn't your main objective, you're not in the right place. And I would put that with us. No one cares what you want to do in your personal time. You make an idol of all of this stuff that has nothing to do with warfare. You make an idol out of all of these things that have nothing to do with eliminating enemies and saving lives. None of it. And when you do that, you're not prioritizing your team first. You're not prioritizing your mission first. You are stupidly prioritizing how you get it on first. That's dangerous and dumb. I just can't believe that they did it with PTSD. It's just stupid. This is what I never understood growing up. Because growing up, it was always, we were told that there was no difference and it needs to be treated the same as everything else. But then every action they have taken in terms of advocacy for same-sex anything has been the complete opposite of that. Every action that they have taken with advocacy has been all about separating it. Elevating it above the law, even making it a protected class apart from everyone else, giving the demo special accommodations. They've done absolutely antithetical to everything that they said that was intended in the beginning. It wasn't about making it the same. It was about making it separate. And they continue to do that today to the point where it's so egregious. You almost have to stop and ask, are they doing it to make you dislike it? So that then they can claim that your dislike of it due to the oversaturation is because of your bigotry and not their oversaturation. You see what I'm saying? It's almost like a psyop. Purposely, they want to cause division and then claim that you're the problem. And to do this with military, especially when we're days away from June 6th, and they have multiple posts on this stuff. Think about it. How many posts do you usually see from these agencies about D-Day? You get one, right? Memorial Day, you get one. Veterans Day, you get one. Armed Services Day, you get one. That's it. That's the problem. They try to elevate it and act like it's separate and apart and above everything else. And that's an issue. That's a problem. They don't need to be doing it with the Navy SEALs for the love. I wanted to show you this. Goodness.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.